Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa 27 ng Hulyo, tutunog ang malalakas na alerto sa lahat ng mobile phones sa bansa. Bahagi ito ng pagsubok sa bagong sistemang OS Alert na magbibigay ng babala sa publiko tungkol sa mga emergency sa kanilang lugar, kabilang na mga natural disasters, banta ng kaligtasan ng publiko, mga insidenteng may kaugnay sa biosecurity at iba pa. Ngunit may pangamba po na ang naturang alerto ay maari namang maglagay sa panganib sa mga nakaligtas sa domestic at family violence na nagtatago ng isang lihim o safe phone. Tumutunog ang mga telepono. Sunod-sunod din ang tunog ng mga bagong email. Yan ang dose-dose ng beses sa bawat araw na nararanasan ng Immigrant Women's Speak Out Association sa Western Sydney.
We get approximately 25 inquiries daily from either women themselves, people who are supporting women, their family members, their allies, organizations working with women. And so day after day, the phone just keeps ringing and the emails keep coming through with inquiries reaching out to support women in this situation.
Yan ang tinig ni Maria Kisuri, ang Chief Executive Officer ng organisasyon. Mahigit 40 taon nang tumutulong ang Immigrant Women's Speak Out Association sa mga migranteng kababaihang nakakaranas ng domestic at family violence.
We're a specialist service for migrant women. So we work with women who come from all across the world to Australia, and we have a specialisation of working with women on temporary visas. And often women have arrived in Australia with the prospect of marriage and a safe and fulfilling life here in Australia with a partner, with a safe partner, and to build a family and a home. And the women we work with, unfortunately, don't experience that. What they experience after arriving in the country is abuse from their fiancé, their partner, or the person that they've just married.
Pero ngayon, may isa pa silang ikinababahala, ang pagsubok o test sa sistemang OS Alert. Isasagawa ang pambansang pagsusuri sa Lunes, 27 ng Hulyo, at inaasahang magiging mahirap baliwalain ang mga tunog ng alerto. Nag-aalala si Maria Kisuri na maaring mabunyag nito ang mga nakatagong telepono ng mga biktima at mga nakaligtas sa domestic at family violence.
What we're concerned about is for people who have a phone that is what we would refer to as a safe phone, and they need that phone in case of an emergency to be able to contact 000 if they felt their life was threatened, that those women's safety might be compromised as an unintended consequence of the OS Alert system.
Sa loob ng 6 na taon, nakapagbigay na ang charity na DV Safe Phone ng 20,000 mobile phones sa mga biktima at nakaligtas sa domestic at family violence. Ayon sa founder at CEO nitong si Ashton Wood, bago pa man ang OS Alerts, inirekomenda na nilang manatiling naka-off ang mga safe phone hanggang kakailanganin ng mga ito upang mapanatili ang baterya.
So we're not worried about the OS Alert for those types of conditions because the phones will be shut down and an OS Alert cannot get to a phone that's been shut down. However, there is a risk that a survivor has a phone in their bag or on their person that is turned on that the perpetrator may not know exists in the position they're in. That phone will definitely make a noise if it's turned on and it's not in flight mode. So even if it's in silent mode or do not disturb, or standard mode, it will make a noise.
Ipatutupad ang OS Alert bilang tugon sa rekomendasyon ng Royal Commission into National Natural Disaster Arrangements na isinagawa matapos ang Black Summer bushfires. Ayon kay Minister for Emergency Management Christy McBain, ipinakita ng Black Summer na may mga kahinaan ng dating text message-based warning system dahil nakadepende ito sa pagkakaroon ng mobile phone reception. 2 uri ng babala ang gagamitin sa ilalim ng OS Alerts. Ito ang Priority Alert at ang Critical Alert. Hindi tutunog ang priority alert kung naka do not disturb o silent ang telepono. Gagamitin ito kapag mataas ang antas ng banta at nagbabago ang sitwasyon katulad ng isang watch and act warning. Maari ding i-off ang ganitong uri ng alerto sa settings ng mobile phone. Mas mataas naman ang antas ng critical alert na ginagamit kapag may agarang panganib at kinakailangang kumilos agad. Ito ang gagamitin sa pambansang pagsusuri at mas mahirap pigilan ang pagtunog nito. Dahil mahalaga ang mensaheng dala nito, otomatiko nitong i-override ang do not disturb at silent mode. Gayunman, sinabi ni Emergency Management Minister Christy McBain na may paraan upang hindi tumunog ang alerto sa araw ng pagsusuri sa July 27.
If you don't want that alert to disrupt or cause anyone in your family to feel unsafe, then turn off your device or switch it to airplane mode before the scheduled test time. And we recommend you leave your device off for at least an hour after that scheduled test time as well.
Sa kabila ng kanilang pagsisikap, nag-aalala naman si Maria Kisuri na may mga kababaihang dapat pang makaalam tungkol sa alerto ngunit hindi nila ligtas na makontak o kaya ay may language barrier.
Were it safe to do so, we'd be calling every woman that we're aware of that has a safe phone and letting her know to have it switched off well before the alert is scheduled. Or to give the phone to somebody else if that's possible. It's often not possible. Often people don't have a safe person that they've disclosed the abuse to. And many women share with us that we're the first person that really knows just what's going on for them in their home and for their children as well.
Ayon kay Katarina Carroll, ang Deputy Coordinator ng National Emergency Management Agency, nakahanda na ang impormasyon sa 19 na wika at kumpiyansa siyang sapat ang ginagawang hakbang ng mga otoridad upang maabisuhan ang mga nasa panganib.
What people don't see, and it is probably some of the most important work, is that work through our peak bodies of going to the victims directly and discreetly and having the conversation with them personally. That is incredibly important and probably the safest way of doing this with victims of domestic violence.
Sa huling bahagi ng taon, inaasahang muling haharap ang Australia sa panahon ng matitinding lagay ng panahon na may kaakibat na panganib ng pagbaha, bushfire at malalakas na bagyo. Inaasahan ni Christy McBain na magiging ganap ng handa ang Oz Alert pagsapit ng Oktubre.
The Oz Alert system will be in place for the higher risk weather season from October this year onwards. It's one of a range of methods that emergency services will use to alert community about incidents that are happening near them, in particular natural disasters. We obviously would recommend people keep in the loop with their local emergency services for a range of information.
Ang Westnet ang pambansang organisasyon ng mga serbisyo para sa mga biktima ng domestic at family violence sa Australia ay nakapagbigay na rin ng 50,000 na telepono sa ilalim ng programang Safe Connections. Ayon sa CEO nitong si Karen Bentley, kailangang timbangin ng bawat tao ang kanilang sariling sitwasyon kapag nagpapasya kung paano nilang haharapin ang pagtanggap ng isang critical alert kapag ganap nang ginagamit ang Oz Alert.
I think each person's got to make their own decision about that. And, you know, certainly I think that, you know, if you're in a risky situation, having access to a phone so that you can make a call to either emergency services or something is going to outweigh the risk of, you know, the possibility that there might be a critical alert.
Sinabi naman ni Katarina Carroll na gagamitin lamang ang critical alert kapag talagang kinakailangan.
Critical alert will only be used when there is a threat to life and property, and ultimately emergency services will make that decision of using it in those circumstances.
At yan ang ulat mula kay Karen Thomas para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Muling mapapakinggan ang ulat na ito at iba pang mga panayam mula sa aming website sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.